Hey, this is Matt Gaeter, color commentator for UNC Bears football and former UNC offensive lineman. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Fun poll question. Again, it's not really a poll, but what are you thankful for in the sports world? Shoot us a text on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. And as I said, we couldn't make this show happen. We couldn't bring you the live coverage, the sports talk, the news talk, the game covers that we're doing, all these preps, UNC Bears, all of that without our wonderful sponsors. And one of those that's been near and dear to my heart, we've worked with, of course, PDC Energy, now Chevron, but Katie Tate. Katie Tate, the Community Affairs Advisor at Chevron. Katie, I've had a great relationship with you over the years. You have just, you've kept this show going with your support. And we just really, we're thankful for you, Katie. So thank you so much for jumping on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Brady, and we're thankful for you, too. We love being a partner, and it's just so fun to hop on the show and just, you know, give everyone an update of what we're up to.
Yeah, so talk to us a little bit about that, because like I said, for the longest time, this show has been powered by PDC Energy, and, you know, a few months ago, we started saying we're powered by Chevron. So talk to us about that transition.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We are now the largest operator in Colorado, which is a huge responsibility, but we're all up for the challenge, and we're just so happy that the two companies have come together because we have a lot of similarities, and we've really seen that with the type of people that work at Chevron and the people that work at PDC coming together. And the one driving force is their passion to give back to the community and volunteerism, matching donations, just donations overall. So it was really neat when we sat down and just chatted about the similarities we have and how we're going to continue to uplift the community together. And now is Chevron. So it's an exciting time.
It really is. And again, this is one of the things I admire about you. And now, of course, Chevron is what you do for the community and how you guys truly give back. It's easy to say that. It's easy to occasionally write a check or whatever. But I see it. We talk about boots on the ground all the time. You guys are always doing something in the community to give back. And we know with Thanksgiving being tomorrow, it's a great time to get around family. Sometimes people are a little less fortunate and need a boost. And that's where you guys come in. You support these food banks so much all year, but especially as we're approaching Thanksgiving.
Yeah, giving back to the community continues to be a priority to us. And we just love the World Food Bank. PDC loves the World Food Bank. Chevron loves the World Food Bank. So it's just a great partner that we both shared. And they're just such incredible people, too. I absolutely love working with them, and they make such a positive impact. And we have this neat program where we would support the mobile food bank at Centennial Elementary School in Evans. And our donation helped feed, and we send volunteers as well, 700 individuals every visit. And then last week we had an extra special one with them, where we provided a full Thanksgiving meal, the turkey and all the fixings, to over 450 people. And we had volunteers out there spreading, you know, holiday cheer and helping hand out the food. And it was just a great time. And it was just an awesome opportunity to get our employees together, give back to the community, and just support one of our long, long-time partners.
Well, and this is what is just so fascinating, too, is you get the buy-in from all, you know, all so many employees there, too. I mean, you've been doing it for so many years on the PDC side and with Chevron. It's amazing that you get so many people that are so just quick to act and say, yeah, we're in. What do we need to do?
Oh, it's great. It makes my job a lot easier, too, because it's one of those things that I share volunteer opportunities, and a lot of the volunteer opportunities are brought to me by employees. So we really love to hear, you know, what employees are passionate about, what's the need in the community, because you talk about boots on the ground. Our employees, you know, live and work up in Weld County, so how can we best uplift the community and where we live and work? And just the Weld Food Bank is just so incredible, and there's so many people in need. And so it was just a really neat opportunity to not only help fund it, but have volunteers out there and just, you know, make a difference, you know, right before Thanksgiving.
It's amazing when you talk to these food banks, when they tell you what a dollar can do, you know, how much they can feed, how many people they can feed with a dollar. And I can't imagine that number with what you guys are putting forward every single year.
Yeah, and it's it's really incredible when you see the breakdown of it. And the thing that's really great is these people are getting nutritious, healthy meals, which is really important as well. And we're just working with the World Food Bank to make sure that, you know, we continue to support them, not only financially, but volunteers, because that's what really, you know, helps the nonprofits make an impact, is volunteers as well. And like you said, it's our volunteers are just smiling. They want to be there and they just want to make a positive impact on the community. So it was just really cool to see our volunteers out there handing out, you know, turkey, stuffing, you name it, and just, you know, bringing smiles to people's faces.
Katie, what is it about all this that lights you up? Because you've been such a big advocate for giving back and actually, you know, going out and working, not just writing a check. I see you guys mm-hmm. everywhere. What is it, you know, that has been so near and dear to your heart that's kept that fire going to give back?
Yeah, it's a labor of love with me. I absolutely love it. I love working with the nonprofits and really working with them to identify how can we make the biggest impact. You know, if it's financial, volunteers, if it's anything, how can we support? And just seeing how far it goes in the community and just seeing people, if it's, you know, people being fed or different things like that, it's just, it's a labor of love, and I absolutely love doing it. And just, it also, you know, working for a great company goes far too. Like I said, I don't have to beg our employees to volunteer. They're very interactive. They're very involved in the process as well. You know, I'm, you know, community relations, but the whole company is community relations. And it's just, it's an honor to, you know, support the community and give back any way I can.
What can we expect in 2024? I know, again, the work is never done for you guys. So I know you'll mm-hmm. have Thanksgiving and all that stuff, and you'll prepare for the holidays and yes. do your thing there and giving back. But any big things we should be looking out for next year?
We've got some things in the works, and so I'd love to come back on. I obviously love being on the show and chatting with you, but definitely the first of the year, you know, as two companies coming together, we're really excited to, you know, bring the best out in all of us. And so we're working on some different things. But you'll, you know, you'll see Chevron employees out in the community, and you'll definitely see me up there. And so we'll definitely have some exciting things to share in the first of the year.
Well, and I mean it when I say it. We can't do what we do without you. I remember, Katie, talking to you when we made our transition to the whole show, when we changed the mm-hmm. name and everything and said we're gonna do that thing and expand our coverage. And I came to you and we talked about what that would look like, and you were like, I want to be a part of that. And again, we're sports talk, but we do highlight a lot of these great programs and the things that they do as well. And again, without you and your buy-in, we couldn't do that stuff.
Well, like I said, I absolutely love being on the show, and I know a lot of your listeners, you know, work for Chevron or they're in the industry, so we just love to share what we're doing and having an opportunity to highlight what we're doing in the community. And it's just, I absolutely love hopping on the show and also listening to, you know, what's going on in the sports world. I mean, the Broncos are looking better, so that's exciting.
It is exciting. You know, 5 weeks ago, I was in a dark place, Katie. Now I'm
yes,
a little happier.
All
right, so I've got picks coming up. The Broncos are a part of that. Broncos-Browns this weekend. What do you think? Broncos get the win? They get their sixth win of the season?
I hope so. I'm going to be at the game, so I really hope they win.
So we're going to get inside coverage from you out there.
Yes.
Katie, you know, from all of us here at the station, thank you so much for everything. You know, and again, in this transition with Chevron, they have such a wonderful person helping lead the way as far as that community involvement. So we just thank you and wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you, Brady. Like I said, I love coming on the show and working with all of you and, you know, sharing the good that we're doing. And I wish you and your family and all your listeners a very happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you too. Be careful and have fun at the game. We'll be looking out for you out there.
Yeah, I'll report back.
Katie Tate, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
That was Katie Tate, Community Affairs Advisor at Chevron. And you hear me every day say, the whole show, powered by Chevron. So, I mean, again, you know, you're out and about, whatever, you see folks from Chevron, thank them for, again, they sponsor the program, and that's awesome. But what they really do that's so big is giving back. And you heard the numbers, you know, giving back on Thanksgiving and throughout the course of the year. The work doesn't stop for them. Even after the holidays, they're constantly doing stuff. I remember when Katie, of course, PDC Energy, they bought like a new scoreboard for Kersey, for Platte Valley. And they got, you know, they funded that and everything. They got their name up there. But that also provided classes for the students there. So what they the kids wanting to get into media during the games would be able to coordinate the camera shots and whatever would hit up on that scoreboard. So suddenly that was like a credit you could get for college. So those are things. Yeah, you think it's just a nice shiny scoreboard. No, it's actually kind of providing a class for students that aren't playing football and want to get more of the media side of things. So I've been a diehard fan of Katie Tate's for a very long time. PDC Energy now making that transition to Chevron. So we're just thankful for those great sponsors. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. What are you thankful for, Northern Colorado? That's our poll question of the day in the sports world. And we'll get that on the other side. We'll talk more about that on the other side, along with UNC basketball, UNC football. I want to hit that as well. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.